Corporate executives are in Washington today to come up with a new corporate tax code.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in New York. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, should the U.S. corporate tax code be changed to encourage businesses to boost investment and hiring? But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are down right now. The Dow is down 14 points at 11,717. The NASDAQ down about 0.1%, and the S&P 500 basically flat right now. Word this morning from the government that consumer prices rose 0.5% last month. That's the largest increase since June of 2009, but most of that price inflation can be blamed on rising gas prices. Also, retail sales were up in December for the sixth straight month. Now let's get to the tax story. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner is sitting down in Washington with corporate leaders today to discuss the nation's corporate tax code. Executives from Walmart, Exxon, and Disney are among those expected to be in attendance. The corporate tax rate in the U.S. is now the highest in the world, but it is famously full of loopholes. For more on this, let's bring in economist Gary Schilling. He joins us live. Good morning.
Good morning.
So it's been 25 years since the corporate tax code has been overhauled. Do you think it's time for an update, and what do you think they should do?
Yeah, I think it is time for an update because it's really gotten to be a Byzantine collection of various loopholes plus the standard rate, which in itself is high. The idea is if you can simplify it, people know where they stand and what they ought to do. And if they do something, I think it will be a refreshing change from what has been a strong trend toward more regulation. That's a natural result of the recession and the financial problems. I just wrote a new book called The Age of Deleveraging, and I point out there that increased government regulation and involvement in the economy is one of the retarders of economic growth, one of the things that's likely to slow it down. So if we can reverse this, that's fine. But bear in mind that this won't be permanent. They do this about every 25 years or so. They simplify it, but then all the changes come in, and the next thing you know, another 25 years later, you need a resimplification.
All right. Well, we'll be ready in 2037 or so. But there's not just a federal corporate tax, obviously. There are state taxes that companies have to pay. Illinois this week was in the news because it is raising taxes. The corporate tax there is going to go up from about 5% to 7%. A lot of people are saying companies are going to flee Illinois for neighboring states. Gary Schilling, do you think there's any truth to that?
There is some. Now, I don't think Caterpillar is going to pull out of Peoria, Illinois, where they've been forever, but it will influence some businesses and divisions of businesses that are based in Illinois on the margin. The interesting thing about this is, you know, we have 50 states with 50 independent governments and economic policies, and they really are laboratories for testing new ideas, and in this case, testing whether higher taxes will fly. And what it means is that states compete for business on tax rates and so on. Hey, I live in New Jersey, and of course we got the highest taxes in the country by some measures. And the governor Chris Christie is trying to do something about that. But people are fleeing New Jersey for other states.
All right, Gary Schilling, economist. Thanks so much for talking with us, and have a good weekend.
You're welcome.
Well, J.P. Morgan kicked off bank earnings season this morning with an announcement that it made a $17 billion profit last year. That's up almost 50% from the previous year. Looks good on paper, but as our senior business correspondent Bob Moon tells us, bank earnings aren't always as they seem.
At the height of the financial meltdown, banks were required to set aside huge reserves to cover expected losses from their bad loans. Now those banks can dip back into those funds and pump up their bottom line. Chris Kotowski is a banking industry analyst with Oppenheimer. He says it's true banks can use the cash reserves to inflate their earnings, but he argues the flip side of the same accounting rule made things look worse going into the crisis.
It really penalized earnings a whole bunch back in 2008, you know, when everyone was freaking out to the tune of almost $60 billion, and then this year you put them back.
Kotowski says you can argue this kind of reserve accounting distorts what's reported as earnings, but he points out it's also a positive indicator in itself that banks are able to dip into those funds now that they've weathered the storm.
It's happening because credit quality is improving.
Kotowski says not only are loan losses leveling out, but there are signs banks will finally start seeing loan revenue growth in the coming year. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering its Raise Your Rates CD as well as online savings account and money market account. Learn more at allybank.com. By CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution while moving 1 million tons of freight daily. CSX, how tomorrow moves. And by Novo Nordisk, since 1923, innovative developer of diabetes treatments and delivery devices at novonordisk-us.com.
To the UK now with news of an offer that British high school graduates may find hard to turn down. A major employer says it'll pay college tuition for up to 100 students and put them on an annual salary. Here's the catch. They have to study accounting. Here's Marketplace's Stephen Beard.
The accounting giant KPMG has launched the scheme in a bid to make accounting more sexy. It should, on the face of it, succeed. The firm will not only pay the students tuition and accommodation costs, it'll pay them a salary of $30,000 a year too. There is a downside. Successful applicants won't spend much time chilling out in the student union. In the first 3 years of the course, they'll work around 9 months of the year at KPMG offices under strict supervision. But, says economist Andrew Hilton, accounting can be the gateway to a glittering career in business.
Boring and dreadful though it is for the first 20 years, you emerge at the end as the CEO of a major corporation with, you know, huge bonuses, a vast salary and a second or third house in the sun.
KPMG admits that it's launched its scheme because of trouble recruiting and retaining staff. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And finally, the Australian airline Qantas is ending its nonstop flights to San Francisco and replacing them with nonstop flights to Dallas-Fort Worth. The Dallas airport is American Airlines' largest hub and a gateway to a number of destinations in Latin America. Travel time for the new flight from Sydney to Dallas, 15 hours, 25 minutes. So you better bring a month's worth of Marketplace podcast for that flight. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Losing weight is high on a lot of people's New Year's resolutions, so gyms are offering all kinds of new classes to get people in the door.
It's basically yoga meets aerial aerobics meets Pink at the Grammys because she was hanging up from the rafters.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, the latest in fitness fads and the latest news from Wall Street. Next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.